This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
This is kind of our day to transition into a little bit of a regular season schedule. It's kind of like a normal Wednesday for us. We're playing on Sunday. You know, kind of a Wednesday. Tomorrow's kind of a Thursday. Friday's kind of a Friday.
Patriots podcast live from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.
You know, excited about playing Tampa. I think it's a good, great opportunity for us. The quality of the team, the scheme that they use, warm weather, give our conditioning levels a little bit of a challenge.
Now, with your Patriots 2008 training camp updates, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Not only is it kind of Wednesday, it is Wednesday.
How about that?
August 13th, the year 2008. Another training camp practice in the books. We are coming down to the wire here, as Bill said.
No, I think I said that, Andy.
You just said that, yeah. Bill. Yes, you did. It's kind of Wednesday. Tomorrow will kind of be Thursday.
It actually
and the
will
Patriots
be Thursday, yeah.
Will kind of play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. So as Bill said, they made this into almost a mini game week here where they're prepping for the game action. We just returned from the practice fields behind Gillette Stadium. Sunny, hot. I'm joined by Eric Scalavino and Michael Parenti, the newest member of Patriots Football Weekly, who's complaining about getting sunstroke out there. It was so warm.
And some game-type pressure at the end of practice today.
Yes.
We might talk about a little bit later.
Apparently we will. Why don't we talk about it right now since you brought it up?
Okay.
Vince Wilfork, always a camp favorite, especially with the players. Upped the ante a little bit this year, had to hold two balls, one in each hand.
Vince Wilfork,
and had to haul in a punt, did it, and as such, the players have no meetings, have the rest of the day here Wednesday off, get a little bone tossed to them from Bill Belichick, and they're always a big fan of that. While we're at it, before we get into practice action, we will go over some of the other little tidbits that came out of the end of practice in the media session. Tom Brady talked to the media. We'll get back to that in a minute. But a couple of things he went over. Discussed why they're no longer in red jerseys, because they asked to no longer be in red jerseys. The quarterbacks wanted to go to white. The coaches agreed. So the quarterbacks, once again, Matt Cassel, Kevin O'Connell, and Brady were on the field. Right. No Gutierrez yet again, who is, according to Bill Belichick, dealing with a little bruise that he got from the game. Another aspect that came out, a lot of the guys who didn't play in the preseason opener, Tom Brady is in that group, will be playing in Tampa. Mm-hmm. I spoke with Sammy Morris. He said he will be playing in Tampa. So you might get a little bit more of a feel for the actual, quote-unquote, first unit on both sides of the ball, although that leads me to the list of guys that did not practice today.
Long list.
Long and extensive, and I'm going to
22, I think, today?
Run right through it. I didn't count them.
20,
but I'll tell you, it's three lines in Andy Hart's notebook, and I'm going to go now.
Well, the list is long but distinguished.
Okay, I'm going to go now after that soundbite. Matt Gutierrez, who's number 15? Kelly Washington, Jason Webster, Jonathan Wilhite, Lewis Sanders, Lamont Jordan. Eric, do you want to say anything there?
You big dummy.
Okay. Mike Richardson, Rodney Harrison. Boy, I'm bad with numbers. Who's 38? Kyle Echol. Stephen Neal, still on PUP. Ryan O'Callaghan. Russ Hochstein. Matt Light. A lot of offensive linemen. Barry Stokes, an Eric Scalabino favorite. Oliver Ross, still on PUP.
Right. Haven't seen hide or hair of him lately.
Steven Spock. Sam Aiken. Lakeven Smith. Richard Seymour. Adalys Thomas.
So how long are we going here?
I got to read the whole list, and I get a pause to think of who the guy is every time.
Because you didn't write names down.
Right. I went with numbers. Right. But, you know, we don't know a lot about a lot of these guys. Seymour's a guy that's been in and out during camp. Adalys Thomas, you'd like to think.
Rarely takes days off.
Right,
so
a veteran day off at this point. But I still think at this point to have, as you said, 20 guys missing practice is a little
worrisome. Well, to have so many linemen missing practice
well,
is the
certainly.
Biggest problem. I don't have a big deal with Thomas taking a day off or Seymour taking a day off because that seems like something just out of the blue that was scheduled.
We should probably note the transaction that took place before practice today as well.
Why?
If I can pronounce his name, I will.
Adi Jimmo. Adi Jimmo. New cornerback.
Right.
Joined the team. Pete McMahon, who joined the team during camp a couple weeks ago, is gone.
Hardly knew you, Pete.
It's Adi. Oh, it's Jimmo. Jimmo.
See what I mean?
Jimmo.
Some Jimmo. He's 28. He has 69 NFL career games with the Washington Redskins and the Chicago Bears.
Gary blew it.
03 to 06 in Washington. 07 with the Bears. 6'1", 187. He was out on the field wearing number 43. And you saw him fail to make a play, didn't you, Mike Parenti?
Yeah, he fell down trying to, quote-unquote, cover C.J. Jones, and then kicked a clump of grass away after he was a little bit ticked off at himself for good reason.
But a little bit of a bigger corner, 6'1", mm-hmm. not
bigger
exactly
than they usually
in the mold.
Sure.
Jeff Shodu, they just brought in, was the 5'10 version, who's more in line with what they've had in the past. A little bit of a sloppy practice today. Yeah. Offensively, again, some balls hitting the ground. And then it really came to a head, I think, during a down and distance. They had fourth and they were heading in, they're heading out, and they had back-to-back offside penalties on the offense.
The heading
Marcus
out was awful.
Pollard, yes.
Right. It's awful.
Marcus Pollard jumped off sides, and Bill said, take a lap, Marcus, take a lap. And then the very next play, Randy Moss didn't even have to be told after he jumped off sides. He just kept right on going, basically, and did a lap around the
Wesley
field.
Wesley Britt also misstepped on that, too, because he was right behind Moss
and
on that.
It's funny because in today's press conference, Bill Belichick was asked about laps, actually answered two or three questions about laps, mm-hmm. talking about how, you know, he hopes that the players don't hear it when the crowd cheers as they take what is essentially, for anyone that has small children, a timeout that
right.
they're getting. And hopes that they spend the lap thinking about what they did wrong, much like a child in timeout,
sure.
so that it doesn't happen again. And then he even talked a little bit about how he first started doing it with the Giants and where it all started back then. But it's funny, he spent so much time discussing it, and then you have All-Pro Randy Moss having to take a lap after. Mm-hmm. I mean, every day there's two or three players.
We've seen a lot of it. You know,
Mike Vrabel had to take one today on
exactly.
defense.
It just seems like the offense is still sputtering along here. A lot of drop passes, missed assignments,
yeah.
protection breakdowns.
Brady
we
was
saw a
little
lot
off
of it Thursday.
Today.
Yes, he was.
Had
he
a couple balls that sailed on out
yeah.
patterns. Had one ball that didn't sail, but Chad Jackson seemed to cut off his route like he thought
yeah.
he was on the sideline. Mm-hmm.
Very discouraging to see him running routes.
Yeah, and I know Brady was asked about it after practice and sort of downplayed it and said, young yeah. players, we've all been through it. But how long are you a young player
year
for?
Three years into the system.
Year three is usually the year for wide receivers either to make or break.
Right.
By year three, you know if a guy's going to be good enough in this league or not. And at this point, he has a way to go.
Well, technically, he's a third-year player, but he hasn't played.
But I would say, mentally, he's a third-year player.
Yeah.
He
well,
be.
Apparently, he's not.
Well, right. But he should have been in meeting rooms. He should have been, you know, in his playbook all year, mm-hmm. seeing mental reps on the field. No question, Chad Jackson is one of the great disappointments of this camp so far to date.
Got a little bit of an update from David Thomas today.
Oh, do tell.
Talking a little bit about trying to get the tight ends more involved in the offense this year. And I think kind of the big thing for me is that when you have a record-setting season like last year, I think people are going to be gearing up for that deep pass again and gearing up for that kind of offense. And you might want to throw a little more of a wrinkle into your game plan this year. I expect to see a lot more screens.
Yep.
And like we talked about in the show several times, more of an emphasis on the running game. So I think guys like David Thomas, if he can stay healthy, will be a big part of that. And he kind of discussed that today. So
he had a bad practice.
Yeah, well, he hasn't been perfect. He dropped a couple of balls early. We saw maybe like on the same drill
against
being
no coverage.
Covered by nobody.
Against
so
no coverage,
it was,
which was
yeah,
a little
couple
maybe
of
I caught him on a bad day, but I think he will be more involved. And Ben Watson falls into the same category.
Well, it's funny because I treat those two guys differently because Ben Watson, I think it's a well-told story, has questionable hands at
yeah,
times.
Yeah, of course.
Dave Thomas, I think we all rave about his hands because often he makes it look so easy.
Well, he made
and
some great
true.
Catches in the nighttime practice that I was here for
and
on
then
Monday.
Today, he,
and then
today,
for some drops
reason.
Him. So it's just a momentary lapse of concentration.
We have been seeing a lot more screens in practice, I've
yeah.
noticed, this
yes,
year.
Yes, no question.
Not necessarily screen plays that have worked maybe the way they wanted them to, but they have been doing them a lot more.
They're trying.
Which is interesting.
Why you have practice.
Exactly. And Josh McDaniels, we know from having done stories on him in the past, his dad, he has been openly, has openly talked about his dad, who's a high school coach in Ohio, being a huge screen coach. He runs a lot of screens with his team. So it's kind of interesting whenever you see a screenplay by the Patriots, how much of an influence that has.
The apple
right,
does not fall far from
the football thing I don't care about.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I just didn't know about it. I was just ignorant. I do care.
Well, one person we do care to hear from is mm-hmm. the quarterback, and he's
yes.
only spoken one other time during this camp. Mm-hmm. But he met with the media today, as I said, covered a wide variety of topics, and in doing so also took a little tour of the changes that have taken place this offseason, the AFC East.
Well, I mean, the Jets have made a lot of moves, and they're it's a tough team. Miami's made improvements. Buffalo's made improvements, and you know, anytime you add a guy like Brett Favre to a team, it's definitely, you know, it never hurts. So, and we're looking forward to playing, you know, Tampa this week. And when the Jets come up, I'm sure they'll present plenty of their own challenges.
Yes, the Jets will present challenges. But this week, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And as I said, practice has begun to prepare for them. You saw the offense working against a scout D that was running a lot of 4-3 stuff off cards. Although I will say the defense has also been running some of their own four-man front work against the scout offense and against the offense at different times. So, as always, look like the Patriots plan to be multiple. Interesting to note in that 4-3 look, both scout team and regular team, Teddy Bruschi in the middle, Mike Vrabel on one side, Mayo was on the outside in the, as one of the three linebackers. You know how they're a little more in than they are in their normal formation. So it'll be interesting to see if that happens in a game situation or if that's simply Adalys Thomas was not on the field. You know, it'll be interesting. But I think you're seeing from Mayo the continued development and reps that he's going to be an option to do a wide variety of things. He has a lot of talent and diversity, I think, in his game in terms of size, athleticism, speed, all the things they look for at linebacker.
And that would make sense if he did have a chance to do that were Thomas not to be there, because that was the natural spot that he played at Tennessee on the outside. So
it'll be interesting to keep an eye on. But, again, a little bit of a sloppy practice. And it ended with a bang, though, as Vince Wilfork hauled in a punt. Very impressive for a size, man his
very
size.
Very good agility.
I mean, they list him at, what, 325?
Well, Come on, that's generous.
He's in the tree fitties at some point. He's got a ball in each hand, and he's hauling in punts like Pac-Man Jones on Hard Knocks.
Right.
Very
Not
impressed.
Not a lot of room for error there.
No, and the players have the night off, thanks to it. No meetings. We'll be back on the field tomorrow. Eric, what do you want?
We have one other note, because we are told by our PR department that, contrary to initial public reports, Friday will be the last open day of training camp, weather permitting, of course, as usual. But it was originally said that tomorrow, Thursday, would be the last day. They're giving us an extra day, giving fans an extra day to catch practice.
And check Patriots.com, because there's a chance it could be a 1:30 session, not the normal 2:30 session.
And depending on the rain and
but
the storm.
But tomorrow will be a 2:30 session out on the practice fields. If it's anything like it was today, get your butt out there, because it's beautiful. They're in pads. They're prepping for a game in which Tom Brady and many of the ones will play, so you could see some legitimate practice action and get even closer to a taste of what these 2008 Patriots are going to be. And guess who will be there?
All
Andy Hart, Eric Scalvino, Michael Parenti.
Hopefully Paul Perillo.
Maybe Paul Perillo. Who
Maybe
knows?
Show up
Paul.
Today.
But whoever's there will tune back in here tomorrow night. We'll give you another Patriots.com training camp podcast. Until then, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.
Peace out.